On this Martin Luther King Day, the memory of Dr. King continues to inspire the nation to speak out for what they believe in. Hear why the family of the late civil rights activist is urging people to spend this day of remembrance twisting his words to fit their own personal political agendas. And later, a growing number of everyday Americans are expected to receive their COVID vaccine in the coming months, but many are still apprehensive. Hear why exhausted researchers are now being forced to explain to the public that the COVID vaccine will not shrink you down to the size of an ant. From The Onion and Onion Public Radio, I'm Leslie Price, and this is The Topical. If you'd prefer to be alone with your thoughts at this time, well, then you better start thinking about the news, because I'm not going anywhere. Back in a moment. Well, if you've been worried about the vaccination safety, a new announcement should put your mind at ease. A group of exhausted researchers from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention just added to a series of announcements informing the public that the COVID vaccine will, in fact, not shrink you down to the size of an ant. OPR science reporter Rebecca Neal was at the press conference with this.
Oh, come on. Let's be clear. There's no evidence whatsoever suggesting someone, anyone, will turn into an ant after taking the vaccine. It's to make sure you don't get sick. So let's just put an end to those rumors. Frankly, where are people even hearing this?
That was CDC Deputy Director Dr. Anne Schuchat trying her best to address the very real fears of Americans over the COVID vaccine, specifically the possibility that moments after taking the vaccine, they would shrink down to a size so small that they'd have to fight mice with a toothpick. She spoke to reporters like myself in a town hall setting.
Excuse me, ma'am, could I just ask a question?
Sure.
Thank you. Hypothetically, let's say I don't want to be small because it took me a long time to get this big. So just tell me if you have a ballpark estimate at the chance that if I got the vaccine, I'd get so tiny that I could slip through the cracks in the floorboards.
0%.
But are you just saying that because you want to see the American people shrunk down?
How would that even work? Think about that. Is it physically possible? No. Why would we spend a year making a vaccine to shrink Americans?
Well, some would argue that shrinking you is a form of control.
What does that mean, though? I understand people are scared, but none of this stuff about miniaturizing Americans so small they could feast upon a single grain of sugar for weeks is even possible. It's really important to stress that. It just defies the capacity of science.
I spoke to Schuchat one-on-one to see if she was just saying that about the vaccine not making you as small as an ant because she was on television.
Okay, so now that we're off the record, you tell me straight. There are two doses. Does that mean one will make me as small as an ant and the other makes me as small as an atom? Because I don't want that to happen.
Jesus Christ, come on. No! We're just trying to help you idiots not get the coronavirus.
Uh-huh. Okay, how about will it make you grow to be as big as a hippopotamus? Because I don't want to be the—
No, that won't happen. In fact, I'm going to address some of these other questions that have been circulating around. So, first off, no, you're not going to grow scales or horns. You won't become a traffic cone. Now, there might be some minor swelling at the injection site, but—
Aha! I knew it! It was the hippopotamus thing. I'm not taking it. No way, Jose. I'm getting out of here before you turn me into one of those things!
Yet, despite the CDC's best efforts, average Americans remain worried about the potential fallout of the vaccine. After the interview, I spoke to Iowa residents Lindsay and Peter Cartwright about their concerns.
A hippopotamus?
No way. I don't want to be one of those guys.
That's what I said. Yeah, I'm definitely not getting one.
No way.
For OPR, I'm Rebecca Neal.
Thanks, Rebecca. I know I won't be letting that fucking thing near me. I hate ants more than I hate Lutherans. All right, coming up after the break, are you so stupid that a simple tease of our next segment is enough to keep you listening through the commercial break? We'll investigate after the break.
Do you ever wonder how celebrities order food? Like, is Sarah Paulson a Diet Coke or a regular Coke girlie?
Some peasant Coke? No.
Or how does Sofia Vergara order a pizza?
No, nothing, no tomatoes. I cannot eat tomatoes.
Are you killed mushrooms?
Not really.
If these are the details you need, and I know you do, I have the podcast for you. I'm Jesse Tyler Ferguson, and on my podcast, Dinner's on Me, I take some notable friends of mine out to dinners in Los Angeles and New York City. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
That thing was delicious.
I hate the news more than I hate myself, but there are some things you just can't live without. So here's what else you need to know today. The FBI is closing in on many of the rioters who breached the U.S. Capitol building, including the red-faced man who was carrying a Confederate flag through the halls of Congress. FBI investigators believe they've narrowed down the identity of the irate racist man with a goatee to be one of millions of Americans, and that the Bureau may begin questioning suspects by 2022. And many of those who took part in the mob are today regretting their decision to storm the Capitol, including one group of pro-Trump rioters who are still trying to figure out what to do with the Devin Nunes they looted. Hey, if no one has come looking for him yet, I say just keep him. And finally, it is MLK Day here in the U.S., but as we remember the life and work of the great civil rights leader, one historian is causing controversy today, claiming that Martin Luther King Jr. would not have been assassinated if he had been made out of sturdy titanium. This nameless historian makes a good point. Interesting to think what could have been. And that's the topical for today. I'm Leslie Price. The news doesn't stop just because we found a cure for it, so be sure to visit theonion.com to intubate yourself with all the day's top stories. And don't forget to tune into tomorrow's episode of The Topical, where we'll sit down with a woman who took up knitting at the start of the pandemic and is still mindlessly adding to her already 250-mile-long scarf. Seriously, it's too bad this is a podcast, because you should see the size of this thing. Maybe try a hat or some mittens, lady. Jeez. Anyway, we'll have all that and more tomorrow on The Topical.